Lecture 9. So we've seen ammonia behaving as a monodentate ligand, oxygen behaving as a monodentate ligand. Here are some common monodentate ligands. Fluoride, chloride, bromide, iodide. And then this guy here is going to be called what? Yeah, cyanide and hydroxide. So those are the common ones that you bump into. These ones here then are thiocyanate, binding in this case through the nitrogen. Over here, nitrite, binding through the nitrogen. Now why I'm saying this is because the thing that I've coloured then is the donor atom. These guys have got potential to bind through both ends. Same deal here. We could bind through the oxygen or through the nitrogen. You can clearly see up here in hydroxide we're binding through the nitrogen, through the oxygen. Other ones, we have got water, a very common monodentate ligand. Ammonia has been our example par excellence. Carbon monoxide binding through carbon. And then we've got a simple amine. This guy then with 1, 2 carbons becomes ethyl amine. More complex ones with aromatic systems in them. So over here, pyridine. This guy here has got a characteristic and not particularly nice sort of odour. Once you know what it smells like, guys tend to avoid it because it makes you sterile. It's a characteristic of pyridine. Thiophenol. Thiol group is SH. So you can see if we have got a benzene ring with a hydroxyl group on it, it's called phenol with an OL. In this case, if we take off the OH and replace it with SH, it becomes thiophenol. Now, over here, triphenylphosphine. This one I have actually asked once before in an exam. So in essence, everything on this page here becomes fair game for a naming problem, because you're going to have to name a transition metal complex. I would be giving